When it comes to moving up that next rung of the federal career ladder, skill and job performance aren't the only qualities you'll need. Motivation matters, and even a little humility about your own talent. Those can also help. And those were among the findings at a training workshop conducted by NextGen. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, why this career advice? What happened here?
I should say that this advice is aimed at younger people in the federal workforce, but that's
while
not
the pyramid
to say,
still is wide at the base.
Still is very wide at the base. And you never know what age you might decide, hey, I'd like to take the next step to a manager level. So when you take that first step, you decide to make that move, you have to show that you can be a leader in the role that you're currently in. Kevin Richman, who works for GSA's IT service portfolio outreach, says that, yes, anybody can be a leader in some way, but you have to be able to demonstrate that where you are.
But you've really got to speak to what you've done and the outcome that it produced to show that you were successful doing it. It's very different saying that you have a skill versus proving that you've been able to produce outcomes. And what I hear a lot now that I'm interviewing and hiring a lot is a lot of people just giving me a checklist of things that they have worked on before. And if you've played a small part in a huge role, that doesn't matter as much as if you played a huge role in a very small part and drove change that you could track, that you could manage, that you understood, and that you can prove. And that shows that you could handle what you're doing now, and that allows me to see and imagine you in that next position up.
That was Kevin Richman, and he works with GSA. So you might be thinking, well, I can demonstrate I'm a leader in my current role, but what happens when I get asked if you make it that far to an interview about managerial experience? It's kind of like when you look at a job offer and it says entry-level position, but you must have 5 years experience. It could be kind of frustrating. So there's a way around that. Jillian Curtis, who works for HHS's Office of Budget, she's been working there for 7 years. And 5 years ago, she was a member of a team, and then about 18 months ago, became a manager of that team. And she said, when you're preparing for this interview and you're going to have to talk about really your lack of managerial experience, it's good to draw on your own personal experiences in your workplace.
You'll need to be able to be prepared to provide examples from your own experience that match closely to those kinds of situations, but also acknowledge, just feel free to say it up front and acknowledge that that you haven't had that exact experience before, but here is something similar, and be able to describe that in a lot of detail. Because if you're going to be moving into a managerial role for the first time, you have to be able to paint a picture for your hiring supervisor and that panel of what that's going to be like, even though you don't necessarily have many concrete examples to draw from. So I think just sort of acknowledging your limitations, but also finding ways to connect your experience, again, both in your subject matter expertise and in maybe some of those broader areas that you've branched out into that we've been talking about before, to make those connections for folks is one strategy for success.
And that's Jillian Curtis of HHS. And by the way, when she was promoted to managing her own group, you meant to say that she's managing the people that she was formerly peers with.
Yes, the people that she'd been working with for 5 years were now technically under her. She was supervising them.
So that's a little extra challenge, you might say. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. So let's say you get that managerial position. What do you do next?
Well, the first thing you need to do is be prepared to make mistakes and also learn from them. Kevin Richman, again with GSA, said when he moved up in his job, he sat his team down and was very open about the fact that he was going to make mistakes. He was going to make people mad or irritated, but it was okay to call him on that because that's the only way that he would learn as well as his teammates. Matt McKenna, he's an advisor with the Secretary of Agriculture, said you need to learn by assimilation.
You learn by assimilation. You learn by asking and talking to other people, sometimes in an official direct reporting capacity, but also just from the group and people you work with on a day-to-day basis.
Matt McKenna with the USDA and other panelists pointed out that the government is a pyramid. And as that career ladder narrows, it's important to broaden your skill set so that you can take advantage of future opportunities.
And what about that idea of as you move along that you're direct experience in functional areas might become less important, just like where you went to school might become less important, and your managerial skill and experience starts to take over.
It's not so much the end of your resume that people are interested in, it's what's at the top of it. As this pyramid is getting narrow, you really need to look at, okay, what am I good at specifically, but what other things can I learn and pick up from my teammates to make me not only more desirable on my own resume, but to just be able to do my job better as a whole.
And who mainly attended this workshop? Was it mostly young feds, the next gen, so to speak?
It was. It was a lot of younger federal employees who are starting to think they might be at the GS 11, 12, 13 level, and they're looking at, okay, well, what's my next step? And the concern for some of the higher-ups in the federal government is, well, if we don't get these younger people into manager levels, they might move out to the private sector where they can see that ladder and it doesn't necessarily narrow as much in the federal government.
And did some of the experienced folks giving them this training, did they mention the importance possibly of rotational assignments, which is something a lot of agencies are giving new employees or recent employees to try different functions throughout the agency, might possibly even be throughout the country, so they can test their skills in different functional areas?
Yes, a little bit. They talked about not only rotations, but also it is okay, though, to go in and out of the private and public sector. You develop those skill sets, which is what Matt McKenna was talking about. But the hope is that they stick around in the government because you want people with institutional knowledge and people who support the mission.
I guess the most important thing is love what you do.
Yes.
All right. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can read her story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.